Were you for the cloud? Were you talking about the cloud? Or?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Just my daddy had a wheelbarrow, and whenever he threw up, and he'd bring that, he'd bring his boots to his boots and get down his boots with his wheelbarrow. He'd bring a sack of flour and some crackers in barrel, hot packs in barrel.
Yeah, sugar used to come in when it was weighed out of the barrel.
In barrel too.
They sold it. Did it come
pre-packaged? We didn't have no, it wasn't about packaged. It was in little barrels. 10 pounds sometimes, 15 pounds, it depends what you want. But I can remember my dad used to buy the 50 pound
barrel?
Mm-hmm. 50 pound barrel. Like fresh meat and like, you see, fresh meat, they had their own cash. They didn't have to buy that, they still their own. But salt meat, you could never cook salt meat like you had these days. So he used to buy shoulder of salt meat. So you think he used to have that boiled salt meat with the pig. That was delicious. Yeah.
When your salt block or something like that didn't have a spout, you take a piece of paper and you make something out of it, you know, that you could pour it down in there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be called a...
I don't know how you would call it, but we used to do that in restaurants. I used to work in restaurants and do that, fold that and put that in the little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And put that in and let go that, drip it in there. So, but I don't...
Make
like a little farm, huh? Uh-huh. I do like a little farm.
Did you ever see, what would molasses come in when you buy it? Large farm.
Oh, we never buy molasses. We never did. I don't know about that.
You ever eat it?
Mm-hmm. Never did. Never did eat that. Now, we ate the like they call it, the candy, the syrup. I ate that in cans. Fine now. It's fine. That's right. But, I mean, olden days, we never had that.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Yeah, I'd like to know. I don't know. There's not a name for both of them, so I don't know. Like I said, molasses, I never did eat it. Syrup, yeah. My dad used to eat syrup on, and used to put syrup on rice. Oh, he's bad. I couldn't see that.
What about lard? Did you ever buy lard? You didn't buy
it. We didn't have to. We have to kill the hog, you see, and take the lard. Right there.
Your dad, he had horses?
Mm-hmm. He had two horses. One, like I said, Ben Patch and another one. And a big mule, which was my uncle, but he had it there.
You ever seen anybody, if you put two mules to the wagon, you say you had a...
We never had that. We never had a wagon for the mule. The mule was there, but just for those, I don't know how you could, really how you call it, that you work in the field. You know, it had one of those big, often
plows.
Yeah, it must be something like a plow. That's what they had the mule for. The plow, the field.
Now, the plow would make what out there?
It made all the roots. The plants. It just cut to make a roof. You make a roof, like a, and then you plant in there. So you put your fertilizer and everything, and then you plant what you have to plant. That's how it goes.
Did you ever
plant
strawberries?
No, never did.
Okay. Now, what were those things that you would use to urge the horses on faster when you were driving?
Those,
You hit them with,
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like a buggy, I know what you mean, but we never had that. My daddy never used that. Anything like that. He wouldn't hit, my goodness. He wouldn't hurt a fly, my daddy. That's the way he was. He was not because he's my daddy, but that was the best man that was on earth. To help people, like people, he was a good man, good worker. Mm-hmm. He was a good boy.
He was a mighty.